A UBC researcher is looking for mothers in the BC interior to take part in a study about negative thoughts. The study is looking at whether a mother's thoughts about her children coming to harm affect her parenting. So far, our research team has interviewed hundreds of mothers in BC, but they're still seeking more volunteers, particularly in the Okanagan. Dr. Nicole Fairbrother is leading the study. She's an assistant professor of psychiatry at UBC's Island Medical Program. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Now, we touched on it a bit there, but tell us more about what this study is about.
Yeah, so we are conducting a large-scale study of new mothers' thoughts of harm in relation to the newborn infant. So we're looking at thoughts that a new mom might experience about accidental harm coming to her baby. So, for example, what if I trip while walking up the stairs and carrying my baby? And as well, unwanted thoughts of intentional harm. So in our past research, women have reported thoughts like, what if I push the stroller off the seawall? Or what if I step on my baby on purpose on the floor? And these are thoughts that women have, and they don't want to have them, and they experience them as upsetting and intrusive.
And when you hear them said out loud, they do sound upsetting, but something tells me they're not that uncommon. Why did you want to study this?
Well, in our pilot research, 100% of the women who we interviewed reported thoughts of accidental harm coming to their baby, and half of our sample reported these unwanted intrusive thoughts of harming their baby on purpose. We also know that 85% of the general population will report unwanted intrusive thoughts that are often violent in nature. So we know that outside of reproduction, these kinds of thoughts are very common and can sometimes be distressing. And they typically become much more distressing when one experiences them in relationship to one's newborn.
What's your expectation about how these thoughts might affect parenting?
Well, we are mostly looking at this from a mental health angle, and we primarily believe that these kinds of thoughts, when experienced by a woman who is vulnerable to mental health issues, particularly certain kinds of anxiety, could snowball into an anxiety problem for that kind of woman. We are also looking to see if there may be any relationship with parenting. We do not expect to see this, but when people in the public hear about a mother having thoughts of harming her infant, the first thing they go to is, ooh, child abuse. And so it's important for us to be able to look at that and say something clear about that relationship.
How difficult is it for you as a researcher to break through this taboo?
Oh, you know, part of what got me into this research is that I experienced thoughts of this sort with my own babies when they were tiny. And because I work in the area of unwanted intrusive thoughts, I recognized them for what they were, and they were not distressing to me. But my first thought was, wow, what would it be like for a woman to have these kinds of thoughts and not understand what they were? And so when we talk to new moms, we make a really big effort to normalize this experience and ensure in the way in which we've constructed the research that it's safe for women to talk about them.
And once they start opening up to you, what kinds of things do you hear? And I'm just curious about that experience.
Yeah, so women will report a broad range of thoughts, from more benign to, you know, having a thought of screaming at one's baby on purpose. All the way to things like, in very extreme cases, a mother might do things like remove all the knives from her home because she's having repeated unwanted thoughts of stabbing her baby, for example. And that would be once those kinds of thoughts are in the direction of a more serious mental health issue. And that doesn't mean she's at any greater risk of harming her infant, but she's certainly at greater risk of significant distress.
Do we have any understanding of what the biological function of these thoughts might be? Where these come from?
Yeah, you know, that's a really good question. A number of folks have hypothesized, and I suspect accurately, that these kinds of thoughts are in fact adaptive. These kinds of thoughts make us anxious, and they push us to behave in very baby protective ways. So these are the kinds of thoughts that would make us grip tighter onto the stroller around the seawall, or walk more carefully up the stairs, or be ultra careful when walking through the living room and one's baby is lying on the floor. So it may be that we've evolved to have these kinds of thoughts because they help us behave in a vigilant way around our baby's safety.
I'm a relatively new father. I have a 4-year-old, and I
congratulations.
Will, oh, thank you. I will confess to having similar thoughts. And now you said
absolutely.
That 85% of the population has some kind of dark thoughts. What about fathers? Do we know anything about how fathers think about this?
Yeah, there's a colleague of mine in the United States, Dr. Jonathan Abramowitz, who does some work similar to my own, and he studies fathers. And what we know about dads, and I suspect this is because on average, moms spend a little more time with their babies than do fathers. We know that men experience these thoughts. They tend to experience them a little less frequently and find them to be a little less distressing.
Hmm.
But with a very, very similar pattern to what moms experience.
If you had to design a follow-up study to this, what would you like to research next?
You know, I think our next step, if we are able to obtain definitive information from this research, is that we would like to move into the realm of interventions. And so prenatal education that would help to protect mothers from having these thoughts develop into mental health concerns, and treatment for those women who do experience mental health concerns in response to these thoughts.
Dr. Fairbrother, very interesting work. Thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Dr. Nicole Fairbrother is an assistant professor of psychiatry at UBC's Island Medical Program. If you're interested in taking part in her study, you can email info@motherinfantwellness.ca.